This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to have on the line with us the host of HBO's Real Time, also nominated for 23 Emmy Awards and written 4 bestsellers. Bill Maher will be at the King Center on April 28th at 8 p.m. Bill, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, I have to ask, first off, you do performances around the country, over 50 a year?
Oh, yes,
stand
at least.
Why Melbourne?
There's people there. I know where the people are. Why not Melbourne? Any place where there's, you know, a great theater that can house 2,000 or 3,000 people, I'll go. Because,
okay,
you know, I started out playing to 2 people at 3 in the morning at the comedy clubs. And the fact that I can still do this and do it in a way that really is a wonderful show for people, it's just something I would never pass up. And boy, you know, I will go. I was in Huntsville, Alabama a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well, then this is real similar.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll go anywhere. And what I find is that, you know what, even in places that you think are all conservative, there's a lot of sneaky liberals living in that town.
Well,
they come out of the woodwork when I show up.
Well, that's true. Well, you probably have a good audience then. We do have a good liberal.
Oh, I know.
Here.
I've been there before.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So when you do a show like this, do you do research on the area that you're going to be in?
Well, when you hit the ground, that's when you're doing your research.
Oh, okay.
You talk to the cab driver going in from the airport to the hotel. That's your research. And that's one of the reasons I do stand up on the road so much, is because if I just sat in L.A. and did the show every week from here, I would feel like I was in an ivory tower and I was in a bubble. And I don't want to be in a bubble. That's what I accuse the other side of doing.
Oh.
I like to get out there and feel the pulse of this country and talk to people. And when you travel, you can't avoid it because they, you know, they come up to me in bars and in airports and wherever I'm walking, you know. So, you know, you find out a lot of great stuff about what's going on in the local area, which is fun because people live their lives locally, of course.
Uh-huh.
You find out what they think about what's going on in the country. And that's what I'm trying to do is channel that.
Okay, well, we'll hope that we will fill the King Center. I know lots of people are excited about you coming. So which do you prefer, live performances or your studio work?
Well, gosh, that's like asking me to choose between my children. Not that I have children, but if I did, I'd hate to have to choose between them. Look, I mean, the TV show is a just a consuming part of my life. I mean, I try to work so hard to give people on Friday night what I think they want, which is a catch-up show. You know, what I'm picturing, I picture the audience, is people who have busy lives, they have jobs, they have kids, they don't have time to read the paper every day. But on Friday night, they tune into our show, and I would like to think that I can, in that 1 hour, catch them up on everything that happened that week that they should be aware of and do it in an entertaining way. So I take that responsibility seriously, and I would never give that up. Having said that, what do I have more pure fun at? Stand-up.
Oh.
I mean, I've done it my whole life. It's what I started out doing. It's more pure in the sense that there's no guests, there's no clock, there's no producers, there's no anything except me and the audience. And also, it's all funny. You know, I mean, the show is a hybrid of funny and serious. But stand-up, that's meant to just make people laugh over and over for 90 minutes or 2 hours, just really get their stomachs a good workout. And I love giving that to people.
So let me ask you. Alec Baldwin did a spot for public radio. WFIT is a public radio station. We have a fundraiser coming up. So have you ever thought of helping us convince the audience to become members?
Sure. What would I have to do?
I don't know. We can come up with something. That would certainly be...
You mean it's a public service announcement?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, I do them all the time.
Okay, good. Well, we'll talk then.
Okay.
All right, so last question. What is the best advice you've ever received?
Take your wallet on stage.
That is good advice. Definitely good advice. Well, we do look forward to your visit coming up on April 28th at 8 p.m. at the King Center. If you haven't gotten tickets, the ticket office is open at 321-242-2219, or you can get your tickets online at Ticketmaster.com. Well, Bill, thanks for calling in. We look forward to your visit.
My pleasure, Terry. Thank you for the time.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.